Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But we're already here. It is 12:07 as we kick off the noon hour. John Grayson with you, Jason Nivens alongside, and we're going to go inside our city in a way that, most of us usually don't, because there's a brand new book out. And, you know, Jason, I said last hour, this is a day of weird connections.
Yeah.
Here's an even weirder one. Last hour, we kicked off talking with Billy Brimblecom Jr. of the Steps of Faith Foundation about Thunder Gong and all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And in doing the research for that, I ran across a profile on him and on the band that he's in that was written by our next guest. And Knickendorf has now given us more recently a book called Secret Kansas City, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. And welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hi there.
Really weird to see your name twice in one day like that. But
well,
that,
keep looking, you'll see it more. And Billy
oh,
and I
no
went
doubt.
To high school together too.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you've written for The Star. You've done some work for public radio, and you've been all over the place. But this book, let's for folks who are not yet aware, let's give a little background on you. You are a native, yes?
Yes.
And you've lived here most of your life. So what I was fascinated to read is that when you were putting together all of these places, all of these things and the information behind them, a lot of it still came as a surprise to you.
Well, yeah, that was kind of how I judged what to put in. So I wanted to find a place and say, what?
Right.
If I didn't do that, then I skipped it.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were all places that I had to really dig to find. There are some places that, you know, obviously we see all the time, like my standard example of Bob the Hereford Cow. Everybody's seen him.
Yep.
So there are things like that in there, but it's the stories that I had to dig for.
I took my son to that park. We live downtown, my wife and I and two kids, and him and I went for a long walk the other day from the hill in the west side over to that park, Mulkey Square. And, you know, he goes, a cow. Yep. That's right, buddy. But I know a lot of people don't know that was sort of at one point, Mulkey Square was like the farthest sort of south Kansas City went. And the whole Mulkey family watched all of Kansas City sort of develop in the stockyards way back when. And I think that's kind of why Bob's there, right? That's why he was moved there. Correct?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't research that part.
Oh, okay.
For what was weird.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in that area too, this is the other great thing about it, is that we've got so many neighborhoods and so many areas that have a history that's different from each other. And it seems like, I mean, you almost could have done an entire book on the West Bottoms alone.
Right. And I found that was the case in every part of town.
Yeah.
So there are 83 stories in the book, and I really tried to spread it all over the place. I mean, I even have things in Lawrence, and I really wanted to include a lot of areas so that people could see their own neighborhoods reflected in the book. That was really important to me.
So take us through that area. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you found just in the West Bottoms, because, I mean, with a history of bootlegging and everything else that's down there, there's so much great stuff to draw from. What did you find down there that you thought was really cool and included in the book?
Well, one of the things was that, you know, because part of the West Bottoms is Kansas City, Kansas, and part of Kansas City, Missouri, at one point in the Stockyard Exchange, I mentioned this in the book, but this is the Stockyard Exchange building. I think it had like something like 9 incarnations. So, I mean, they built it little, then they built it bigger, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it was, I think, the biggest Stockyard Exchange building in the entire world at one point. Mm-hmm. And so there was a tile apparently in the lobby of one of those buildings that was like a state line tile. So during the time of Prohibition, you know, Kansas had been dry forever, and so people would be drinking and, you know, beer in hand in Kansas and maybe even being chased by the police or, you know, Carrie Nations with her axe, I don't know. And they would have to zip across the lobby of the building, and they could actually zip through the lobby and step over state line where that tile was. And I thought that was pretty cool.
And that's kind of like the story about the state line bar back in the day on the boulevard, right? Because it was right on Kansas and Missouri, and when the local police would come and they'd step over the line. You know about that story too? I'm assuming you do, obviously.
Yeah, and so what can you do? They're over state line.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't touch them. They're on the other side of the state line.
Yeah, so, yeah. There were lots of really fun little details like that. But yeah, I tried to not just focus on one part of town. So really spread it around. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, with that said, yeah, let's head to 18th and Vine, because that's another area that so much incredible history exists there. But just a couple of blocks away at 20th and Vine, one of the more interesting looking buildings in town, the prison castle. I've seen it. I've driven by, you know, obviously, I mean, it's eye catching like crazy. But what's the story behind it?
Well, as I understand it, it was a castle that was built in order to be a prison. So, you know, there was this, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Just, like, architectural flair or something, you know?
Yeah.
So it looks like this. It was built in 1897. So I think it was, like, really low-level thieves. So, like, I think there was a whole women's area, and, you know, maybe it was, like, for vagrants to, like, people maybe who hadn't really done much. They're just kind of, like, you know, around and ne'er-do-wells. We call them, right?
Yeah.
So these guys designed this castle, and they were keeping people in it, and it's a Romanesque revival style, I think it's called, because that was what was really cool at the time. So as a jail, it closed in 1924, and then just abandoned. So ever since then, it's just been this awesome castle there on the corner. And, you know, if you go to it now, there's spray paint everywhere. There really aren't any windows. I think the ceiling has fallen out in most places, which is a real shame. But and I think the Star ran something in 2019, so just last year, about a project to renew it. But everybody talks about that, apparently, and no one actually does it, which is really sad.
Well, and then right across the street from that is the old, was it Waterworks building, the giant stone? Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine has been part of the architect firm and development to redevelop that whole thing. And I know they were coming along pretty good. The last time I saw him would have been the first part of the year before the Rona hit us. But I know they were talking about, right across the street from that, revamping that and making it an event space. And I think potentially having retail shops there. And I know that whole area has been talked about a potential development, like right at 19th and Vine. They're looking at a new like apartment complex, and so it's great to see all of that sort of come back to life. I hope that castle itself does get some life breathed back into it. My wife did a photo shoot there, so yeah. When you talk about the graffiti, the spray paint and the artwork. Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild, just the magnitude of it, especially getting all the way up, because like you said, that ceiling's caved in, and so to get all the way up top there is pretty wild. How long did it take you to put all this? All these little nuggets of Kansas City folklore and history together?
I probably spent most of a year just researching and trying to compile a list of items. So, I mean, it really took a long time to dig like that and talk to people. And just, you know, everywhere I went, I was asking people, do you know any place that you would call weird? Do you know, but the thing I learned is that people don't think about where item or like spots around their neighborhoods as weird. They get used to seeing them.
Right.
So, you know, there are all these weird little cemeteries here and there. really all over town, and they're real small ones, and people stop thinking about them. So they don't, almost everybody I ask, I don't know any place weird. There's no place weird around here.
Right.
But, you know, the more I looked into it and searched every keyword I could think of online, the more that I found that, yeah, we have hundreds of weird places around town. Since, you know, that was really what I was looking for, was just oddball stories.
And you talked about cemeteries, and I said this before the break. The one on Johnson Drive in Lamar, right next to the Mr. Goodsense. That's the one that for years I've wondered about that. It just is.
And there it is.
There.
It's the Gross family or Cross family. And that's one of the funny things that I also ran into was that, okay, is that a C or a G?
Right.
And I want to believe that it's a G and that it's the Gross couple that are buried there, right, where you're trying to eat your foot long.
Yeah.
But it could be a C. We don't know. But yeah, there were pioneers in the area. It's just that spot was, I think, just off of the Santa Fe Trail, on the road to California.
Right.
And the Cross or Gross family settled there, and that used to be farmland. So, you know, they were really just buried on the corner of their own land. But of course, you know, it just developed, and there it is, an intersection.
Yeah.
So it is kind of funny to see that.
Well, and there's also another small little graveyard right off Shawnee Mission Parkway, right around, I think, Mission Road, which makes sense because the Indian Mission was right there, so that would make sense, sort of its proximity. But yeah, those little weird things you don't think about, and then you think about and go, oh yeah, that is kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm hoping, you know, with this book. I mean, I think that for me, the project extends well beyond publishing the book. What I hope is that people will hashtag Secret Kansas City on whatever their favorite social media is and tell me and tell other people looking for that hashtag about these places where they live. Like, what's down the street from you? So, like, you know, on Halloween night, my favorite thing to do is just to walk around the neighborhood. And, you know, there are, in a lot of parts of town, there are funny little markers and cemeteries. And so I would really like people to look at those things again, you know, so if look through the eyes of a visitor and, okay, so what is this marker here? Actually read the marker you walk past all the time down the street from you. And then if you have a question about it, you know, look it up, Google it, because you're going to find something. And I imagine people would just be delighted. And then tell me about it. I want people to be able to have conversations about these funny little spaces, since we are so homebound right now, too.
That's right.
I do like the fact that the Northeast Kansas City Chamber did a hashtag Secret Kansas City with that bridge that is undefeated by trucks over in the Northeast. I don't know how many trucks and semis have attempted to go underneath it. Says 12 feet, says 0 inches, and that bridge is undefeated. Because I so many times I've seen stories like, another one tried to make it, didn't make it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, there are so many simple solutions, it seems like. But, yeah, that bridge, keep winning.
Undefeated. Yeah, undefeated.
Got to have a can opener somewhere. Well, you know, there are so many stories in here. I mean, if you want to know more about the Moonliner, if you want to know more about the Charlie Parker statue, if you want to know more, and who doesn't want to learn more about the bird, by the way, it's all there in the book Secret Kansas City. It's out from Ann Kniggendorf. Any better way than any other to get a hold of the book?
Well, of course, I like to see people go to my website, annkniggendorf.com, just because then I can interact with people a little bit and they can get a signed copy that way. But it's all over town, and it's on Amazon, of course. But yeah, buy it straight from me and I'll send you a signed copy.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Anne, we're going to hold you to that. And again, the book is out and available now. If you just Google Secret Kansas City, you'll end up at Anne's website, and you can order your book through there. You'll learn all kinds of ghost stories from around town and interesting little things that are in every pocket of our city. So best way to do it is go right to the website. Anne Kniggendorf, what a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Anne.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Take your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.